fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Even now, throughout the western United States, stories are told of the thrilling deeds of the mysterious phantom figure of the plains. Cowboys tell of the bullets of silver he used in his guns, of the silver shoes worn by his powerful white horse, of Tonto, his faithful Indian companion. The masked rider of justice, Tonto, and the great horse Silver were tireless in their fight to bring law and order to the lawless frontier. And now we return once more in fancy to the adventurous days of the past. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver, old fellow. Flavin and his gang are making trouble. And Tonto was waiting for us on the trail ahead. Hi-yo, Silver!
The Lone Ranger and his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, had been in the town of Medicine Flats. But now, we're riding slowly toward the north. Suddenly, as their mounts picked their way down the length of Dry Gulch, the sharp crack of a rifle brought them to a halt.
Oh, there, Silver.
Oh, rifle.
Tonto, there was a rifle.
Oh, it plenty close. Yep.
Wait here. I'm going to climb the bank of this arroyo and see what's on the plain.
Rifle sound from east.
Yes.
I'll be right back, Tonto.
You see, feller?
Yes. Come on, Tonto. Here, Silver.
Get him up, white feller.
Look ahead there, Tonto.
Oh, feller, there.
The poor devil. Look at him standing beside his horse.
Maybe we help him.
Hello there, stranger.
Aye.
Oh, feller. Oh, boy.
Now, don't you ask no questions. I ain't in the mood to answer them. Look what a dad-ratted gopher hole done. Busted the leg of the best horse a man ever owned.
We're sorry. Mighty sorry.
Poor old Blackie. Well, it's right in line with the bad luck I've been having, and the good luck the Flavin bunch has had.
Who?
Flavins. The loss of this horse is one more thing to mark again them. If they hadn't brung me to making this trip, Blackie wouldn't have fell, and I wouldn't have had to shoot him.
Your trail came from the north.
Hey, your mask. Put your hands up. Put them up, I tell you.
You just noticed the mask?
Soon enough, by darn. Heist your hands, or I'll blow
Take
your
it
head.
Easy. You forget that you just fired your rifle, and it's a single shot. Now lower it. And don't get the idea I'm an outlaw because of a mask.
Single shot. So it is.
You were heading for Medicine Flats. Perhaps we can help you get there.
You got a long trip on foot.
Yeah. Say, would you help me get to the flats?
We can arrange it.
You ain't one of the Flavin gang.
What do you think?
Guess not. You wouldn't be around here if you was. And if you was, you wouldn't be helping me to the flats. I'll take the saddle off of Blackie. My name's Abe Chetwick. Maybe you heard of me.
What about Flavin?
Ornery coyote, that's what he is. I was heading for the flats to hire some gun toters to help me lick the polecat.
What him do?
I wonder if I can't maybe hire your guns, mister. I see you toting a brace of powerful big ones.
Let Tonto take your saddle and bags. He'll take care of things. You tell me about Flavin.
I'm getting to it. You see, my girl, Molly's her name, She married a young miner by the name of Dave Carter.
Carter?
You know him?
I've heard of him.
Then you must have heard of Flavin. Flavin's bunch is claim jumpers. Jumped Dave's claim. Stole it outright. Dave went to see him about it and never come back.
That's the story I heard in Medicine Flats.
You coming from there?
Yes.
Dave and Molly settled in the flats, you see. Me, I stayed back to home where I always lived. I had a letter from Molly telling me what happened, so I packed up and started for the flats to see about it.
I heard that story when I was there, Abe. Flavin denies that he saw Dave Carter.
Lying skunk, that's what he is. Sure he seen Dave, seen him and killed him, then hid the body. Nothing can ever be proved, and Molly can't never get the claim.
Flavin's a powerful man in Medicine Flats.
Sure he is. He's got one claim after another. He darn near owns the hull of the gold region. Last one he got was the Rosalinda. That was Dave's and Molly's. And I'm going to make him confess to stealing it and give it up.
How?
Huh?
How do you plan to make him confess?
I don't know yet.
You think he'd admit stealing those claims when he knows nothing can ever be proved against him?
Well, I figured if I could hire some men to make him talk.
I'm afraid you have the wrong idea, Abe. Justice can't be carried out in that way.
Now, look here. Maybe you're bartering. I got cash. I got all the cash I need. I'd like to hire you.
Our guns aren't for hire, Abe.
I aim to get some men to make that rat square up or die.
I doubt if you'll accomplish it.
We'll see. If you just get me to Medicine Flat, stranger, I'll be everlasting grateful.
We'll hang the saddle in the tree there, Tonto.
Tonto, do.
You take his saddlebags, and he can ride on Silver with me.
I'm sure obliged to you, mister.
We can't take you all the way into town, eh? But we'll drop you on the outskirts.
That'll be downright fine.
Give me your hand. I'll help you up.
Right.
Yep. You come.
There we are. There.
Saddle all right there for a time.
You can pick it up later, Abe.
I'll get a horse in town and come back for it.
Come on, Silver.
Quite come on.
The Lone Ranger dropped Abe Chetwick at the edge of Medicine Flats, then circled the town and entered unseen from the other side. In the meantime, Molly, Abe's daughter, was surprised by a visit from Ned Flavin. We see them standing in the doorway of her home.
You.
That's right, Molly. I waited a long time for coming here, but finally I had to do it.
You better clear out. There's nothing I want to hear from you, Ned Flavin.
Not so fast now. I got plenty to say, and you're going to hear.
Then say it and go.
There's been stories circulating around town about me, and I reckon you're the one started them.
Well, what about it?
In the first place, I didn't jump Dave's claim. I got a half a dozen men that'll swear I staked that claim to the Rosalinda perfectly legal. Dave wasn't no place around at the time.
That's a lie. Dave was staking the claim, and you seen him do it. Then you and your men closed in on him. The men delayed him, so you got to the office to file the claim before he did.
That's the story he tells.
It's the truth, and you know it. When he found you beat him to it, he went to see you and called for a showdown, and you killed him.
That's another story you've been spreading around town. I didn't kill him. Didn't even see him. You better quit telling that sort of thing.
More lies.
The night he was supposed to have been killed, I was over to the cafe all evening.
Maybe you was, but you had men hired to kill him. That makes you just as much to blame.
You can think what you like, but just remember this. Unless you can prove what you're saying, don't say no more about me. If you do...
Well...
I'll make you wish you hadn't.
I'll say all that I've a mind to, and someday I'll be able to prove what I say.
Now, look here, Molly. Why don't you think it out? Don't you suppose that maybe Dave run away from you?
Why, you...
You said about enough, Ned Flavin. Now, you clear out of here.
I'll show you.
I said get out.
Put on that bullwhip.
Get...
You'll pay for that.
Clear out. Hurry up.
If you wasn't a woman, I'd fix you for that. Remember what I said and hold your tongue, that's all.
Ornery rat.
When Abe arrived in town, he first stopped at the cafe before going to his daughter's home. At the cafe, he studied the men assembled at the bar and around the tables. Many of these men, Abe knew, were gunmen whose services could be hired. We see him as he speaks to a hard-faced man whose guns bear several notches.
$15 a day, and I pay for all the cartridges.
It sounds fair enough. I reckon I'll take the job. How many men you got lined up so far?
Got two, and I can use a couple of more. You know any more gents that are likely to want a job?
Yeah. A lot big galoot yonder would be glad to take it.
He don't look like much of a lead slinger.
He's pies him with a gun with either hand. Besides that, he's got a grudge against Flavin.
A grudge, eh? Well, I'll give him his chance to square it and get paid for doing it.
What you aiming to do?
I aim to call on Flavin with the boys I'm hiring and make him sign over the deed to the Rosalinda mine.
I see.
Reckon you heard about it, eh?
There's been some talk.
Well, he's going to sign that claim over to my daughter, and then he's going to tell me what become of Dave Carter.
There's been considerable said about the way Dave disappeared. Some folks think Flavin had him killed.
We'll make him confess. And then he'll swing for it.
He's got some pretty good shots working for him.
Well, that's why I want to get a half a dozen dead shots of my own.
When do you aim to see him, Abe?
Tonight, if I can get the boys lined up on time. I'll go talk to your friend over yonder. And if you see anyone else that wants the job, you can speak to him for it.
Plenty trouble come tonight.
We'll have to work fast, Tonto, if we're going to prevent a fight. Is my disguise all right?
It plenty good.
We'll have a look at that claim tonight. But before we go there, here's what you're going to do.
What? That?
Old Abe will undoubtedly go from here to his daughter's home. Wait outside the house. You'll meet him before he goes in.
Doggone surprised to see her old man. Glad I got things lined up as quick as I did. Well, the house is lighted all right enough. Reckon Molly's there. Someone else ahead. Someone outside the house. I wonder...
You'll stop here.
What's this mean? Put down that gun.
Me want money.
Why, doggone if it ain't the engine. Tonto, what do you...
Hand over money.
Why, you blasted thief, I...
Quick. Me take cash.
I'll get square with you. I'll show you what
Tonto,
you...
Tonto, take him. You keep hands up.
Dratcha, I don't know better than telling anything to a masked man and Injun. You knew I had the cash. You've been laying here and wait for me. See here. I'll make a deal with you. I'll give you most of all the cash I got. But let me keep enough to pay off the men I hired.
You not keep money. Tonto, take him.
Aye, Savvy. You went to Flavin. He sent you here. You're taking my money so I can't hire any men. Just wait till I get the face, Flavin. I got plenty to settle with him.
Me take money. No. Now you go in house.
I'll get square. You just wait.
Me see you by and by.
Yes, we'll meet again. And the next time, by thunder, I'll have my gun handy. You won't get the drop on me again.
Oh, is that you out there?
Yes, it's me. Drop the consigned luck.
For the love of goodness, Paul, come in the house here. When did you get to town? What are you here for?
I just got robbed. An ornery redskin sucked me up and took my cash. And just when I thought I had things lined up to make that Flavin critter talk.
What do you mean, Pa? Come in here.
Oh, I'm a-coming.
Well, it's nice to see you, but my sakes alive, what a way to come here.
What a way is right.
First I hear of you is you being held up outside the house.
Get robbed by a redskin, I trusted. I should have known better than telling him I had cash money.
Yes, you should.
Ain't no use chasing him, neither. I seen his horse.
Seems like being robbed runs in the family.
The worst of it is I had the men all lined up to fight for me, and now I can't use them, can't pay them.
Fight for you?
That's what I said, Molly.
What were you planning to do?
Plan to hire some gunslingers.
For what?
To face Flavin and make him tell the truth about things.
What?
Admit he stole the Rosalinda and turn it back to you. Admit he'd what he done to Dave.
Oh, Pa, do you think he'd be so stupid as to admit the things that'd hang him?
He'd admit them. By darn, a go down filled with lead.
Remember, he's got some men of his own, and they're right handy with guns. They might have something to say about who got shot. Besides, Pa, he's got the Rosalinda all recorded in his own name. We can't prove anything.
Only by his own confession.
And he ain't confessing.
Oh, Dad, but it seems like everything I do turns out wrong. But I ain't done yet. I ain't done, not by a long shot. Molly, we ain't licked yet.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. Now to continue our story. Abe Chetwick, riding to Medicine Flats to hire gunmen to force a confession from Ned Flavin, met the Lone Ranger and told him his story. Then Chetwick hired some gunmen, but Tonto held him up, taking his cash and making him drop the plan. Meanwhile, the Lone Ranger, disguised as a mine worker, went to Flavin's home near the Rosalinda Mine.
Give me a job in the mine and I'll give you some information.
Yeah, what's it about?
About someone who's hiring killers to attack you.
That ain't news. I heard about it. Why, that blasted old fool. If he tries to attack me, he'll find his bit off more than he can chew.
He seems to think he can make a lot of trouble for you, Flavin.
Yeah, well, let him try. The law's on my side, ain't it? The Rosalinda is mine and nobody else's.
Abe thought he might be able to make you confess to a few things.
Confess to what?
Claim jumping and murder.
How'd you come to hear about all this?
Abe might be able to prove this claim is not yours.
There ain't no way on earth he could do that.
Yes, there is. I know a way you can prove it, and how you can stop him.
Well, what's that?
My price for that information is a job.
Know anything about mining?
Enough to hold a job with you.
You got me curious, stranger.
Do I go to work for you?
You're on the payroll. Now tell me how Abe Chetwick can prove any gosh darned lie about me, and how I can prevent his proving that same.
Dave had tunneled a short distance before he struck gold and decided to stake a claim here.
I ain't admitting that's true.
You needn't admit anything. While Dave was in the tunnel, he saw you coming and knew what to expect.
Why, you...
He wrote a claim and left it inside the tunnel with a date on it and the hour. And on the same paper, he wrote what he thought you'd do.
I ain't found no paper like that. Who says he wrote it?
He did.
That's a lie.
He told the story to a man between the time you staked the claim and the time he disappeared.
I don't believe it.
I have a pretty fair idea where to look for that paper.
You're hired. Now, mind you, I ain't said there's any truth in your story. But it strikes me as a darn clever way to get a job. You come on with me, and I'll get you started.
Good.
A short time later, while the Lone Ranger was working near the mouth of the tunnel, Flavin left him and made his way to a side shaft some 50 feet distant. He followed this tunnel until he came to a chamber that was illuminated only by a single candle. The faint light revealed the bound figure of a man on the floor.
Well, Dave, I've been learning things. I reckon I'll have to ungag you so as you can talk. But mind you, the first sign of you letting out a yell, and I'll bash your head with a gun butt. There, the gag's out.
You rat.
Take your time to get your tongue loosed up. Here, take a swig of water. You ought to be blamed glad I ain't killed you yet. Glad I come here frequent and give you water. Drink your fill, and we'll talk.
How long you...
The only reason you're still alive is because I figured I might find need of you.
Molly. How's Molly?
I got news about her that's downright important. I'll tell you that news if you tell just where you hid the paper to prove you was in this tunnel when I got here.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. You sunk a shaft here and done some work before you tried to stake a claim. When you see me coming, you read a note and hid it. Where's that note?
Tell me, Flint. What about my wife?
What about that paper?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Lion whelp. Think it over some more. I got plenty of important news about your wife.
Tell me.
Not a chance. Not till you tell me about that paper.
Honest, Flavin, I don't know where you got that idea.
Well, we'll see. I'll just gag you again and let you do more thinking. If you didn't write nothing, well and good. If you did and you're lying to me, you'll be downright sorry.
That night, when the other laborers at the mine had departed, Tonto secretly joined the Lone Ranger. The two of them worked hard with pick and spade near the mouth of the tunnel. When daybreak was near, the Lone Ranger spoke to his faithful companion.
Almost finished, Kemosabe. The work inside the tunnel is done.
Work outside soon.
Yeah. Yes. And then we can arrange for the accident any time we want it. But come, we've got to keep digging where to finish our job.
Throughout that same night, Abe Chetwick lay sleepless. But he wondered what he could do to regain both the money stolen from him and the mine stolen from his daughter. But morning still had brought no solution to his difficulties. He is hollow-eyed and worried as he passes his coffee cup to Molly.
Fill it up, honey. Maybe it'll brace me up some.
Pa, you mustn't worry so. That won't help none.
Must be some way. A man that's in the right is supposed to win out in the end. And I'm in the right.
Not when you plan murder and bloodshed, Pa.
Now, look at the things Flavin's planned and done.
We've had a lot of setbacks, Pa.
Setbacks.
Sometimes it seems like we'll never get to the end of all our troubles. But things always work out. This'll work out, too. It's just got to.
Well, it sure surprised me to find that engine a crook.
I wonder...
What do you wonder?
His taking your cash made it so you couldn't hire those gunmen, didn't it?
Yes.
Might be fate sent him, Pa.
It wasn't fate at all. It was just his downright cussedness. I'll see who's there. You sit still, Molly.
I'll be clearing off the table.
Oh, Sheriff Perkins.
Howdy, Abe.
Why, good morning, Sheriff.
Hello there, Molly. I'll step in if you don't mind.
Nothing wrong, I hope.
Nope, that is, I hope not. Heard you was in town, Abe.
Got in night before last.
Yeah. Spent a half hour in a cafe, from what I hear.
That's right.
He was in town all day yesterday and never took the trouble to look me up.
What's the use looking you up?
When a man avoids the Lord, sometimes because he aims to start a lot of trouble.
I don't need to start trouble. Trouble comes and slaps me right in the face. Reckon you heard I was robbed by a redskin.
Yeah, heard about that.
Ain't seen no sign of him, have you?
Maybe I have. But tell me, Abe, what's this about you trying to hire a lot of gunmen? Killers.
Well, I didn't hire him.
No. You lined him up night before last, and then you went and seen him yesterday and told him the deal was off.
Well, my money was stole.
What'd you have in mind, Abe, when you hired him?
Well, I...
You may as well tell the truth, Pa.
I aim to make Flavin confess to being a claim jumper and a murderer.
You aim to clear up a claim jumper's misdeeds by killing a half a dozen men.
Never mind what I aim to do, Sheriff. If you want to keep yourself busy, hunt down the redskin that stole my cash.
You didn't need to. He hunted me down.
What do you mean, Sheriff?
Here, Abe. Reckon this is your cash.
Great day. Where'd you get this?
The engine brought it to me. Now maybe you won't wag your tongue so free about the way law and order's enforced in this town.
What'd he give it to you for, Sheriff?
Well, he was a sort of peculiar critter. He fetched it to me and said to bring it to you this morning. Said I might do well to stay here till we heard a big blast over by the Rosalinda mine.
A blast?
Then what?
Well, according to what the engine told me, we might do well to go there when we hear the blast.
I'd like to hear a blast that'd blow Flavin into eternity. That's what I'd like to hear.
Aww.
Well, reckon there ain't no more business to attend to here. I'll be getting on. I wouldn't forget that about the blast if I was you, Abe. It might be important.
Did you hear that?
That sounded like a blast.
It come from over by the Rosalinda.
It was a blast.
Come on, we're going.
Reckon I'd better go along.
Come on, Silver!
Look at that white horse heading this way.
The Mustang.
Look at that horse travel.
That's the man that fetched me into town. The partner of the engine that robbed me.
Yeah?
Oh, hold on. Oh.
Hi there. Hi there, stranger.
Sheriff, get a posse. Get to the Rosalinda mine at once. Abe, you get over there, too.
What's going on?
He said to get a posse.
Get over there if you want to hear a confession.
Hi-oh, Silver!
The blast, prepared and set off by the Lone Ranger, filled the mouth of the mine with rock and dirt, trapping Flavin and the miners inside. The explosion started water flowing into the tunnel. As its level steadily rose, the imprisoned men shouted in panic.
We're drowning.
We can't get out.
It'll take a week to dig through that cave, in.
Dig anyhow. Dig before we drown.
There's solid rock outside this mud.
We can't get through.
It's a blasting powder. It's raining in here. It's been snow.
Get us out of here. The water's close to my knees.
A crowd had quickly gathered outside the mine. The sheriff was present with his deputies, as well as Molly and her father. Tonto was there also, but his presence was overlooked when the people discovered to their astonishment that the masked man, mounted on Silver and holding two guns in his hands, refused to let the crowd go to the assistance of the men inside the blocked shaft.
Quiet! Quiet, everyone! Inside there is Ned Flavin and his miners. You can hear them. I'm going to let you hear something. Flavin! Flavin! If you want to be rescued, get some men quiet and listen to me.
We're getting down. Get us out of here.
Are your men there with you?
Yeah. But get us out. We're drowning.
Unless you bring the owner of the Rosalinda with you, you'll be left to drown.
I'm the owner.
I mean Dave. He's in there. Get him and see that he's the first to come out. He'll also confess to jumping his claim before I release you.
What sort of game is this, stranger? Put them guns down in the name of the law.
Law be concerned. This fella makes his own law.
You mean Dave is in there alive?
What do you say, Flavin?
I won't confess to nothing. The rest of us will. He's a crook. He's all you say. Let us out. He can't drown like rats in here.
Where is Dave?
One of the boys is getting him. No, no, you can't do that. I won't confess. It's a flame-out.
Dave! Dave!
Molly, I'm here. Where are you? Are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right, Dave. Oh, listen, mister, you can let him out now, can't you? Please let Dave out.
What do you say, Flavin?
You can't make a confess. It's a dirty frame-up. We got Dave. He's the real owner. Let us out.
We'll tell you all about Flavin. We got him. Dave is here, too.
Mister, let Dave out. Let them all out.
You've heard enough, Sheriff.
I did. But how are you going to let him out? We got a dig.
No, there's a better way. Stand back, everyone. There's another blast set beneath the rock that holds them. Back, all of you.
See here, mister. You can't run things to suit yourself.
Leave him be. He's running things first straight.
Get Dave out, mister. Dave!
Back, hurry. Come on, Silver. Push them back. You men inside the cave, stand back for the blast. All right, Tonto.
Dave is open.
There they come.
Molly!
Then where are you with a mask? I want to know what...
There are your prisoners, Sheriff. You'll be able to turn this claim over to the rightful owner.
Flavin was going to kill me.
Hold on.
You deputies, color Flavin and all the rest.
I'll seal
that. Hey, that mask comes right away.
Even me. Flavin's a critter we want, and we got Flavin. Now that mask rider is gone, maybe I can have something to say around here.
Come on, Silver! Stretch out those great legs of yours! Zello's waiting for us on the trail ahead! I'll Silver!
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.